This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Well, you did mention that Thanksgiving is all about football, and we are in crunch time as far as football goes. We are approaching rivalry week next week in college football. We are approaching a conference championship in a couple weeks. We're thick in the playoff race of the NFL. And as a tradition as old as time, just like Thanksgiving, just like Christmas music, both New York teams and the NFL absolutely suck eggs.
Ass.
Dude.
I think that's the word you meant to say.
Suck eggs, ass, all of the above. Which team, and I pose this to my buddy on my podcast that I do, is I gave him options of four NFL teams, but let's just stick to the two NFL New York teams. If you were an owner, say Woody Johnson or I forget who, the Moras for the Giants, are like, I'm out. I'm not running. I can't run this team anymore. Or even just a GM. And both of those spots are open up. Which job would you rather have?
Jets.
You'd rather have the Jets, who have not made the playoffs since, what, 2010, I believe, since Mark Sanchez?
Yeah, I think there's always still some hope around the Jets, though. There's always, and especially considering the division they play in, which is probably more winnable, for being real, than maybe the NFC East. Like, the NFC East is... It's kind of a beast, you know, especially, you know, right now. Obviously, your Cowboys aren't playing that well, but I don't expect that to be the case forever.
And I'm wearing their garb today because they have won me money three straight weeks.
I was going to say, you're all dolled up with your Cowboys.
Oh, I've taken the spread against the Cowboys the last 3 weeks, and it has been profitable, baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, and mind you, so like I'm saying, I don't think they're going to be bad for long. Philly is obviously doing their thing right now. Washington had a surprise, you know, glow up this year. So I think that division is going to be much harder to win than maybe the AFC East, which really outside of the Bills, the Dolphins can be back and forth, right? The Patriots
as
are
long
bottom
as Tua
tier
is
right now.
Conscious, yeah.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I'm looking at the Jets job, and I'm looking at having a Breece Hall and a Garrett Wilson and a Sauce Gardner. And it's like, yeah, that's a franchise I could go to and be like, Let's see, you know, what we can't possibly do. A Quentin Williams that's there. Like, you've got pieces, if you're being honest. And so it's always so surprising that how are they so bad all the time?
I mean,
you know, like, especially over the last couple of years. Like, I know Saleh wasn't great, but they should be good enough to compete, you know, in that AFC East.
Well, and that's where I think that there is a little bit of top down, right? Like, you look at, you know, my Cowboys. Why are they so, like, why can they not perform? Yeah, ownership. Like,
yeah.
That ownership in the Jets is so reactionary and so knee-jerk. Like, all right, let's fire Robert Saleh. All right, let's get rid of the GM now. All right, I don't think I want Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback anymore. And now it's reported that Aaron Rodgers is like, yeah, I'll play next year, but I don't think I want to play for the Jets next year. Like, that franchise, if you were to compare the two, there does seem to be at least a little bit more, I don't think stability is the right word, but at least there's adults in the room in New York. I mean, once they get rid of Joe Shane and find a new GM, like, I like Brian Daboll. I think he's a good offensive mind. I just think he's kind of been dealt an S hand with having Daniel Jones as his quarterback.
I don't know. I think the Giants kind of summed up why the Giants are the Giants. And we've all seen it, that conversation of them in the war room where in the GM's office, can't remember. And I'm not exactly sure who it was at the time that was saying, it's like, my conscience really won't let me get rid of Saquon Barkley. I feel like that's a bad idea. You know, like, I don't know. I don't feel good about this. And then they still went ahead and pulled the trigger and got rid of their best player, who was kind of didn't seem like he wanted to leave, you know, like that. So it was kind of like that's the Giants in a nutshell. They're just not, they don't have the team in place, I should say, to make sure they can be successful. It seems like the Jets are at least trying, though. And I think that's why I would say the Jets. You know, you're trying by going out and getting Aaron Rodgers. You're trying by, you know, kind of building your defense around Quentin Williams and Sauce Gardner. Like, you're making strides to be better.
But again, it's like, that's where the ownership comes into question. Now, granted, what is it, Joe Douglas, which, by the way, have you ever seen a picture of Joe Douglas?
I have not.
Honestly, not until he gotten fired.
Right. No. Same thing, right? Does he not look like Kingpin from Spider-Man?
He kind of does.
Daredevil. Dude, I saw that the other day, and I saw a picture of him in like a suit, too, and I was like, dude, that is, yeah, straight
old
up,
fat, bald guy.
Yes, exactly.
Love it.
But a different fat look than Brian Daboll as another fat, bald guy who's gotten skinny. So,
that's true. Yeah. That's true. But the Jets, they hired him in 2019, and his draft record outside of Zach Wilson is actually pretty damn good. Like, and that's unfortunate, too, because like the one position which you need to get right is quarterback, and that is the one that he did not get right at all.
And it's the hardest one to get right. How many quarterbacks have come out and these are surefire Hall of Famers or surefire guys that are going to be Pro Bowlers, or and they just don't do anything, or they have one great year and they never have another good one. Mark Sanchez at one point was a pretty solid quarterback in the NFL, as was RG3 at one point as his rookie year, and then just the wheels fall off for some guys. It's just it's harder to do. It's a hard pick to make as quarterback.
It's just wild that year after year after year after year, literally since, I mean, the Giants won their last Super Bowl, we're going on 13 seasons now of both of these franchises just being inept.
The Jets used to be nice, too. Like, nice. Like, one of those teams that you play with on Madden was like, oh, yeah.
I mean, the Chad Pennington, Curtis Martin Jets, those are decent Jets teams back in the mid-2000s. I like those Jets team. I had one of my best friends growing up, he was a Jets fan, and so I remember watching a lot of their games. And Curtis Martin's, like, one of the most underrated running backs of all time. Dude did not fumble the ball. Jets was an absolute stalwart. You can rely on him all day long.
Quote Joe Namath, what was Chad Pennington's best skill? He's a passer, not a thrower.
Cool. I mean, Chad Pennington, again, his during his Jets day.
I want to kiss you right now.
His Jets days were probably the Jets' best Chad Pennington that you got.
Chad
you're
was
right.
cold.
You're so right.
I mean, once he had one playoff year with the Dolphins, but I do think that was when Brady went down with that torn ACL that year. And I still remember that wild card game that they played against the Ravens that year, and the Ravens just absolutely demolished the Dolphins. My dad's a Dolphins fan, so he was very excited for that game, and I remember that did not end well at all.
Yeah, no, but Chad Pennington was
I still
on point.
But Ed Reed running through that that offense after a pick and taking it back for a touchdown.
But again, even in the case of Chad Pennington, he wasn't always great to start. Right, they gave him an opportunity to make mistakes and work through those mistakes and figure out the type of quarterback that he could be for the Jets. And once he figured it out, like, oh crap, like, Chad Pennington can play, right? Like, mind you, was he at the time, was he Peyton or, you know, not even Tom Brady wasn't Tom Brady for a while. Even after the first couple Super Bowls, there were still people that looked at Tom Brady like, eh, like he's a game manager. It wasn't until they started letting him air it out a little bit that you were like, oh, okay, he can play. Pennington was right in that mix as far as being a top 10 quarterback because they gave him an opportunity to learn. I don't know if that's, we live in this day in the NFL, like we talked about last week, like you don't get that opportunity to struggle. If you struggle this year and if you have another half year of a struggle, they're going to pull you. And unless you're the Giants, and yeah, they're going to, you know, ride that Daniel Jones train until the wheels fall off.
Well, and you know, the Giants are the perfect example of just because the quarterback is up next doesn't mean you need to give him $40 million a year. Doesn't mean that you need to give him that long-term contract. I really wonder if we're about to hit a point. I mean, we've even seen it with, you know, giving Dak the bag, giving Trevor Lawrence the bag, giving Tua the bag in a sense. But then again, like the one of those three that I actually do give a little bit of like, yeah, you need to pay him is the Tua aspect because that offense is just
putrid without him.
Oh my God. So the one problem with it is that, well, you just hope that he doesn't hit his head at all. And that's protect what, him. Whereas like the Trevor Lawrence and Dak Prescott aspect are performance based, right? Like it, you never seem like you are getting the best performance out of them. And you don't think those guys are top five quarterbacks when they're out on the field. So, I mean, the Giants are the perfect example is like, just because he is supposed to get paid doesn't mean you have to pay him.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.